We are up to a tremendous, tremendous gadol. Tremendous, tremendous. His name was Reb Chizkia de Silva. Reb Chizkia de Silva was known and most famously known. You have to be a little bit learned to know, to really have learned some of his stuff. He's known as the Pri Chadash. Now the Pri Chadash, he's in the back of Gemaras, of Shulchan Aruch rather. And if you know him, you know him well. If you don't know him, you really don't know him. It's kind of a hit or miss. So who was the Pri Chadash? What was he all about? And why? Why was he so, so unforgettable? So the Pri Chadash of Chizkia de Silva was born in the year Tuf Yud Tes. Came just in time.
1260, right?
1659. You got it. 1240. So he's born in 1659. Okay? So we're about just segueing after the Magen Avraham, right? Magen Avraham was of the later of the Achronim that we mentioned so far, but this one is very interesting. We're now hitting a whole different part of geography. We left Europe. Anyone didn't notice? We went on a journey. We're moving eastward, Italy to Eretz Yisrael. The Pri Chadash was most famously known as being in Yerushalayim. What? Yeah. The Rav HaMagen. We're going to get there. And he lived in Yerushalayim in the 1600s. He didn't make it to 1700. He lived a very short life of 40 years. 40 years. Everything we have from the Pri Chadash was till he was 40. He died in 1698 at 39 years. Tuf Nun Ches. It depends when you right? Not too bad. Don't worry. Those. Okay. You look, yeah. We still got some time. And hey, you lived longer. You lived longer than the Pri Chadash. Unbelievable. So, who was the Pri Chadash? When did he live and what was he all about? He was born in, as we mentioned, Tuf Yud Tes in Livorno. Livorno is Leghorn. Leghorn, Italy. Okay, shaken up. And Livorno was one of the big kahilas of Italy at the time. Again, these are kahilas that were formed from the Turkish, from the mostly Sephardi. He was Sephardi, he was definitely Sephardi. Rebbe Chizkia de Silva was Sephardi. And he ended up, by the time he was 20, he's already in Yerushalayim. What happened in between? He grew up in Italy and he was clearly a goyim, and he's learning by Harav HaMagen. Who was Harav HaMagen? Harav HaMagen was Rav Moshe Galanti. No, Moshe Galanti was the first Rishon LeZion ever. Rav Moshe Galanti, I don't know if we're going to get to him. There's a whole world of Yerushalayim in the 1600s. What was going on? There were yeshivas. And this is really going to segue right into, very soon we're going to get into Chacham, not Chacham Tzvi, we're going to do Chacham Tzvi very soon. We're going to do Shabtai Tzvi. Yeah? Shari. When you have a Shari at the end, it's very bad. If you get a Shari at the end of your name as a surname, it means bad things. It stands for Shame Rishoim Yirkov. Your memory should rot. Yeah? It's like a Yamach Shemaya of the old days. Shari. So Shabtai Tzvi, Shari. He was from Turkey, wound up in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm just going to spit out a lot of names in about 40 seconds, and we're going to come back to them. Because the Rav HaMagen was related to Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz. Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz had a son, Rav Moshe Chagiz. Rav Moshe Chagiz and the Pri Chadash were brothers-in-law. They married sisters. Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz was a Rosh Hashiva after the Rav HaMagen, Rav Moshe Galanti. And he was the Rebbe of Nosson HaAzazi. Nosson HaAzazi was a terrible person. He was Shabtai Tzvi's, Shari's, Navi. He was the guy who... Well, he's also a Shari, yeah. He's a Shari. So, he was his Navi, and he learned by Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz. one of the biggest fighters against Shabtai Tzvi Knicks were Rabbi Moshe Chagiz, the Chacham Tzvi, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, right? All those, it's stemming in Yerushalayim, because Shabtai Tzvi came to Yerushalayim at the time. So this backdrop, and it spans really everywhere. The Chacham Tzvi is in Amsterdam, right? He's in Germany, Amsterdam. The Pri Chadash is in Yerushalayim. Rebbe Chagiz in Yerushalayim, Nasan Azazi, makes it to Europe. Right? They go to Turkey and they try to gather all their people. We're going to get to Shabtai Tzvi, but it's very important to realize what's brewing here. And they tried against him. Initially, that's why it's not clear. Initially, Yaakov, Rebbe Chagiz, was not so anti. He learned. Imagine having a Talmud who became a Navi for Mashiach. It's bad. don't try this at home. But so that's the Pri Chadash. Okay, so where is he? He's in Yerushalayim. Then what happens? He's in, I have so much to say. He's in the yeshiva of, because if you want to make it, you need a Navi. If you ever want to be Mashiach, get yourself a Navi. Deal? Okay. Fine. It just works, because then you can't fight. He had nevuah, he shook, he went on the floor, and Hashem spoke. What are you going to say?
One helps the other one.
Yay! It's a tag team, it's a tag team. If you want to be Mashiach, you have to have a Navi. Just don't convert. Yep. Yeah. So, again, if you're going to be Mashiach, also don't convert to Islam. Shabtai Tzvi converted to Islam. Yeah. Gimel Averis Chamur is all of them. Yeah. Mamish, yeah. Exponential. So, yeah, we're not talking about Shabtai Tzvi, we're going to get to him. We're in the pre-Chadash. So, he... You know, when you were a star in Yerushalayim, they sent you fundraising. When you were the biggest Rav and the biggest Hashiva, they sent you fundraising for the Yishuv. So, he was sent for the whole Yishuv, yeah, for the whole Yerushalayim. So he was sent to Europe to raise funds as the Pri Chadash. So he shows up. I don't know. I can't answer you. I'll, if I find out later. Again, but there was something going on. There was something going on. There was a lapse. There was a lapse from the 1600s to the 1800s. Where did everyone go? The Chida was living in the 1700s in Yerushalayim and Hebron. They left at some time. Give up. So here we go. So where's the Pri Chadash? He goes to Europe. Okay? He goes to Europe and he printed the Sefer while he was in Europe. There was a lot of printing presses in Italy. There was a lot of Sfarim were printed in Italy. The Beis Yosef in Livorno, right? Many, many, Shach, Morgan Avram, Beis Yosef, they all had a printing in Livorno at some point, at some time. So, the Beis Yosef was first printed in Livorno, right? Why? Because the Ramami Pano, the Asar Mamoris, yeah? The Asar Mamoris, the Ramami Pano, he bankrolled the printing of the Beis Yosef. So it was printed by him in Italy. Fine? So, he goes to Italy and he prints Pri Chadash. Now, as an aside, Pri Chadash, he was so fierce in his shitas, that he will go after anybody. Anybody. And he said exactly whatever he wanted, however he wanted. So he would go and, with one fell swoop, say, the Mechaber is mistaken. The Ramah doesn't know what he's talking about. And he would go after anyone. He'll go after Rishonim. Couldn't care less. And he was very, very fierce. Generally speaking, he was Mekel. I remember seeing one time, I don't remember where, I can't recall where, that if the Pri Chadash is Machmir, you can't be Mekel. Because the Pri Chadash is always the Mekel. So if he's Machmir one time. So, anyway, that's... So, they actually tried to put his sefer in Cheir. Because, where are we? We're in the 1600s. The Beis Yosef was already widespread, nafutz, and everyone was makabel the Beis Yosef. The Ashkenazim were makabel the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Through the Ramah. So that's the final word. The final word, the end of the train is the Shulchan Aruch. So you get a sefer, some young goyin from Yerushalayim who goes and says, the mechab, I can show you some of the wordings. It's hard to read.
It's Israeli.
Okay, yeah, it's coming from a descendant of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
He's writing about the Shulchan, which is an endorsement of the Shulchan.
So it's not really. It's a guise, because if I write a pirush on right, it's like halichot olam. Yeah, are you familiar? Halichot olam. We'll get to another time. Rav Avad Yosef's pirush on the Ben Ishchai, and he's chilek on every single point. So what is that? That's a pirush on. Yeah, you're definitely giving him some respect, but to a degree. So where do we go with this? So there was a full sefer printed to balance the prefabish. When you learn Yerideya, there's a tag team. They were printed in one, and just like we mentioned, the Megine Eretz was the Taz Magen Avram, and the Ape Ravri was the Shach Taz. There was a sefer for the pre Chadash and the pre Toya. The pre Toya was a sefer solely written to combat the pre Chadash. It was written by none other than the Arachayim. The Arachayim Akadosh wrote the pre Toya. So they just redid it recently. This is show and tell. This is pre Toya, and it has inside every pre-Kadosh and every pre-Toyar with explanations for both. Why did he go and write it? So if you look in the Chidah walks you through in Shema Gedolim how great the pre-Kadosh was. He says, and even to the naysayers, this is what he writes, even to those who are against him. Yep. 40, yeah. And everything was written before that. Even for those who are against him, for whatever reason, you cannot debate that he was a goyin, he had Svar Yishara, he knew everything, and he was the Pri Chadash. That's the Chidah talking. The Chidah was the Talmud of the Arachayim HaKadosh. Yeah? So he's right there. The Arachayim was 2 years old when the Pri Chadash died. Okay? The Arachayim was born in 1696. The Pri Chadash died in 1698, so they are a whole 38 years apart. Nevertheless, he goes and he writes in that Dhamma, I'm writing the Sefer because the Pri Chadash was too sharp and wrote too fiercely against our Gedolim. So I'm going to come and defend every claim that he has against the Beis Yosef. I'm going to go and tit for tat answer up the Beis Yosef. That's the role of the Pri Toya. So what they call it, it's pre-pre. So we know one of the best fruits, the Gemara tells us, the best fruits in the world come from which city? It's near Tveria? Ginosa, very good. So, here we go. The initial, this is a pre-Peres Ginosa.
Yeah.
Was the pre-Chadash, this is one of the first Shavlat. Peres Ginosar was the pre-pre, the two Peres. Pre-Chadash and pre-Toyar, Peres Ginosar. That's how, and you'll find even before this came out, very recently, it was still printed as Peres Ginosar, written together. What do we have left for, time for? Okay, we have 5 minutes, perfect. So, what's left? I'll tell you a crazy story. Number one, one other, just an aside, that the Gan HaMelech was also the Ginas Verodim, or Ephraim HaKoyin from Cairo. So the Pri Chadash on his way to Europe stopped off in Mitzrayim, and there was already a debate, there's a tshuva in Ginas Verodim where he talks about, do they have a right to put the Pri Chadash into Cheir? Yeah? Fascinating. And he was offered the Rabbanus in Cairo at the same time. Can you imagine that? So he ends up defending him, the Ginas Verodim. And he makes his way to Amsterdam. Now, just to show you what type of boldness and confidence and leadership that these Gedolim had, we've mentioned before in the past, the Chida wrote an autobiography, diary, all these words people don't like. He wrote a sefer about his travels. Okay? Not an autobiography, not a... it's called Magal Toif. So in Magal Toif, he says, when I went to Amsterdam, he was again sent as a Shadar, a Shlucha de Rahmana, a Shlucha de Rabbanan, fundraiser for the Yeshuv back in Eretz Yisrael. He said, I was in Amsterdam, and I heard a story from one of the old Gaboyim who told me that when the Pri Chadash came, he met the Mari Abuav. There were two Mari Abuavs. The Pri Chadash himself met the Mari Abuav. You could... Anyone who wants to see the story, it's printed right here. And he says the following great story. He says that the Pri Chadash was offered to take over for the Mari Abuav in Amsterdam. The Mari Abuav, there were always two kehilas in Amsterdam. There was the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim. And they always coexisted. The Chacham Tzvi was brought in to be the Rav of the Ashkenazim. And he worked hand in hand. Rav Moshe Chagiz was in Amsterdam at the same time. Rav Yaakov Chagiz's son, he was by the Sfaradim. But they worked together combating Shabtai Tzvi and all the offshoots. Yeah, Yaakov Frank, Yimach Shemai, Shem Rishayim Yerkov. Terrible, terrible things. We're going to get there. So, he was offered, he met the Mari Abuav, I believe it was the second one, who was a very, very old man, and he wanted to offer him the Rabbanus in Amsterdam. Yeah, to take, this is yeah, it's not so.
Compacted?
Yeah, it's a compacted. So the Rav Shmuel Salant brought in the Aderes. Rav Shmuel Salant brought in the Aderes while he was alive because he was already 85. We'll send the money back to Eretz Yisrael and you stay in BRF. So the Chida writes that, I'm telling you, I heard it from, this is only 100 years later. It's not so far off. 100 years after the Pri Chadash, this story happened, the Chida's writing it right here in Magal Toif. And he writes that he was offered the Shteller and he said, I have two conditions. The two conditions are as follows. Number one, as a Rav, you know, here I'm just a coil. Yeah. So I did the Pri Chadash once in Shul. I said, okay, so let's learn from the Pri Chadash his two conditions. Number one, a Rav cannot have any financial worries whatsoever. I cannot think about a dollar. I need to be paid so well, says the Pri Chadash. Otherwise, it's not worth my while. I'll go back to Yerushalayim. I have a yeshiva. I have everything set for me. There's no reason for me to go and give up Yerushalayim for Amsterdam, number one. And number two, I have to be the boss. Okay? My psak beats the parnas. The parnas was the strongest people of the kehila, and it's me versus parnas. Rav wins nothing. You have to be mekabelit. So back and forth. They came back to him after a few weeks. They said, "We'll pay your fare. We'll pay your wages. No problem. We want you so badly, and we'll even give you the full shlita." And he said, wild. This is wild. You can look it up yourself. Read the words yourself. He says, can I just explain what I meant about having full shlita? Let me just elaborate. This is the Pri Chadash talking. Right. Let me just tell you what it means. It means that if there's someone, the Parnas, and I hear a rumor that the Parnas has shvachos in his house and there's chatoim, I will stand up in shul and be mefarsimit, letting everybody know about that yid's chatoim, and we won't stand for it. Are you ready for me to do that? Because that's what I mean about being shoylet over the kehila, that it has to be that the Rav has the last word. What? Yeah. He's saying everything in between. No, but this is the most powerful guy in the... Yeah. He went for the big Averis. They said, we'll think about it. And they said, you can go back to Yerushalayim. And he went back to Yerushalayim. It's definitely what to learn from this interaction. But Lamaisa, that's the Pri Chadash. And they say over the Chida writes that his Rebbe, the Pri Toya, the Or HaChaim, by the Matseva, davening and crying by the Matseva of the Pri Chadash, begging Mechila that I didn't try to be mevatel you and try to go against you. I just wanted to lahagdil Torah l'adira, to defend the Mechaber. And that was the Pri Chadash. He definitely had his mark. And that was Rabbi Chizkiya de Silva. And we should learn from him and learn his Torah. Until next week.